previous shiur, where we were talking about the inyan of Moach, Lev, Kavod, Shochad, based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Moshe Zatzal, the name of the first Gilui in the Beis HaMikdash, the name of the Gilui, the first Gilui in of the Beis HaMikdash in the world, is Norah. Manorah HaMakom HaZeh Sed Yaakov Avinu. Norah is covered. Norah is covered. As we explained in an earlier shiur, that Noira is Midlashan Re'ia, is like Yira and Re'ia. Yira is something very far that you can't be shaykh to, and Re'ia is the way you perceive it. And that's the inyan of Kavod. It's a Tfisa Shaladim, it's a little bit of Re'ia. And in that, there's also the Yira, that you know there's something far away, you know there's a lot more. We discussed that idea at length, that Norah is an inyan of Kavod. There's the Yira, that it's far away, and then there's the Ria, your Tofis a little bit, and you understand there's a lot more. And therefore, the Makom Gilui HaNoira B'Olam HaZeh Makom HaKavod. The place of the revelation of Noira in this world is the place of Kavod. Kisei Kavod Marom Me'Rishon Makom Mikdashenu. The throne of glory is where? Is in the Makom HaMikdash. That's where Kavod is. Makom Mikdashi or Makom Raglaya Chabed. Mikdash is Kavod. Gemara and Shabbos, Lamed Amar Aleph. Yeshabana Shlomo is Beis HaMikdash. Bikesh Lahachnis Aron the Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Davku Sharem Zeh Bezeh. Amar Shlomo Esim V'Arbor Unanus V'Lonan. Pasach V'Amar Sushar Amar Sheichem. V'Nasu Pischei Oilam. V'Yavo Melech HaKavod. So when Shlomo Melch built the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the Sha'arim were Davik Zebaze. The Sha'arim clung to one another. And Shlomo said, there are 24 Renanos. 24 Renanos, 24 songs, and didn't open up. And he said, Sushar Mashaychem Inasu Pischelem Ve'ov HaMelech HaKavod. And then the Sha'arim opened up. And he can bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Aron goes into the Beis HaMikdash because of Kavod. V'inasu pischei olam v'yavu melech hakavod. And therefore the Ari explains Nara Elohim mi mikdashecha, that in the mikdash there's a bitui of Nora in this world. That's where you have Nora. Nora is in the mikdash, because again, mikdash is the place of Nora. Man Nora hamakom hazeh. And when does it open up? It opens up when there is kavod, because Nora is an union of kavod. So therefore Nora Elohim mi mikdashecha. In the Mikdash, you have the Noira, you have the Kavod, V'yavo Melech HaKavod. And again, because Noira is Milashan Yira and Re'ia, that there's Re'ia, you see what you see, and then there's the Yira, there's what you fear, what you don't see, what's more distant. We see in the Medrash, in Tanchuma Parashas Kedosh in Perek Yud, Shelev Ha'olam Hu Beis HaMikdash, that the heart of the world is the temple. And from the temple go out these Gidim, these Orkim, these veins, these nerves, to the whole world. And Valgidim Elu Zara Shlomo Pilpul and Barak Shel Kush. So there's one vein that leads to Kush. So there he planted Pilpulin, as the Gemara explained. And because of that, so since he put it in the right place, he put these peppers in the right place, so because they go on the vein, on the pipeline to Kush, so they grew here in Eretz Yisrael also. It all started in Eretz Yisrael, and then afterwards also it could grow in Kush, but the root of everything is in the Beis HaMikdash. The Lev HaOlam is the Beis HaMikdash, and from there everything goes out to the rest of the world. And that's like the relationship of the heart to the rest of the person. So to the relationship of the Beis HaMikdash to the world. Lev, Kavod, Noira, and Beis HaMikdash is all the same. Again, Lev is the source of everything. That's the root. That's what gives everything Chiyas. So to the Beis HaMikdash gives everything Chiyas. The Lev gives the world Chiyas. The Beis HaMikdash gives the world Chiyas. And we know the Beis HaMikdash is called Noira. And we know that this Nor is an expression of Kavod. Nora Elokim Mikdashecha. It opens up when you say Uviyavo Melech HaKavod. Manoira HaMakom Hazeh. We already discussed in the past numerous times in the name of the Alter Mislabotka that if they take a person all of his Kavod, he wouldn't have his Chiyus. Because the Lev is the Chiyus of a person, and the Lev is parallel to the Beis HaMikdash, and if you take away the Lev, you take away the Beis HaMikdash, which in the Beis HaMikdash is covered, then the person has no Chiyus left. That's the person's life. His Chiyus, his Lev, is covered. If you convince him he's worth nothing, he would die. I'm Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lamanik Roshmam, Anshe Knesset HaGadol, Shechzira Torah Liyosh, Nasa Moshe Merkola Golda Gibor Benoros, Yim Vyom Karnach Mekarka Meicholei Neroitzav, Lor Mernoira. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, why are they called Anshe Knesset HaGadol? Because they were Machzira Torah Liyoshna. Moshe Rabbeinu said, HaKele Golda Gibor Benoira. And then Yirmiyahu said, wait, they're Goyim in the base of Mikdash, where's his Neuro? So they didn't say Neuro, right? Tosis Shadim says, Yirmiyahu Mar, ain't Neuro in the base of Mikdash, and Emra Neuro Elokimi Mikdashach. There's no Neuro. Except in the Beis HaMikdash, as it says, Noira Elokim Mikdashecha. The only Noiros is in the Beis HaMikdash, because God is awesome from His Mikdash. And when the Goyim are Mekarker Beicholo, they're starting up with us in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and then where's the Noiros? Because the Noiros is supposed to be in the Mikdash. So where's the Noira? And then the Gemara says, they came along and they said, no, this is Hashem's Moira. Why? Because if not for the Moira of Hashem, if not for the fear of Hashem, how could one... or not for the awesomeness of Hashem, how could one nation exist? It's Ein HaChinami, they're in the Heichal, and they're doing terrible things, but you still see the Noiros of Hashem, because we exist. And that's the Hemshech of the Pasuk, Noiro Elokim Mikdashecha, El Yisrael Unosein, Oiz V'satzim Oislaom. So, you know what the Noiros is in the Mikdash? That He gives His strength to the nation. These are two Giluyim of Noira in this world, in the Beis HaMikdash, and in the existence of one nation, among all the other nations. In the Kisvei Ari it says, in the Sugi of Achzira, Torah Liyoshna, that Noira is Hippokosios Aron. In other words, the Bitui of Noira, Noilam Hazeh, is the Aron. Aron is Malchus. Aron, the expression of Noira in this world, is in the Aron. Noira Osios Aron. Aron is kingship. And therefore, Noira is Begematria Nezer. Kimimenu Soid Nezer Bekeser Shalom. Nezer is a crown. So that's the crown of Malchus. That's the Aron. And Noira is Taka Begematria Nezer. Noira is crown. Because Noira is Aron. Aron is also Begematria Nezer. Obviously, it's the same Osios as Noira. And that's the crown. That's the Malchus. And we also see the Gabi Kohen Gadol, Shekhar Makom Shel Lifnei Hashem Shebemikdash Uba Aron. Bo Yesh Nochuchut Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema Tfisa Tfis Shel Noichus Lifnei Hashem. So the Gabi Kohen Gadol, we see the Gabi the Kohen Gadol that the Ikar Makom of Lifnei Hashem and the Mikdash is in the Aron. In the Aron there's Noichuchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is the Aron. That's where the Kohen goes. If he wants to be Mamish Lifnei Hashem, you go into the Kodesh HaKadosh, into the Aron. There the Tfisa is a Tfisa, perception of being present in front of Hashem. In the Gemara it says that an Aron is Noiseyas Noisav. In other words, in the Aron there's a Hafka of the Mahalchim of this world. There is a removal of the normal pathways of Olam Hazeh. In the because the Aron, again, is Malchus. The Aron is Lifnei Hashem. In the Hakdamas of Alam Or, to his Sefer and Brachas, he writes that the Nefesh is called Kavod. Semach libi ve'agel kvodi, ura kvodi, l'mayin zemercha kavod, because the Boire put on this person, otzla ala adam mikisei kvodo, he took from his throne of glory, and he gave the person the neshama. So the makor of the ratzon is the kisei kavod. He writes, ki abore atzola ala adam mikisei kvodo, ubo nosan olav mihodo, v'u'etzem anechsaf el yesodo. So he went to the kisei kavod, he gave from his splendor, and this is what has kisuf and desire to go back to its source. Like someone who desires his beloved. And then he'll find out the secret. We see in the words of the Baal Ma'or that the makor of Ratzon is from the Kisei HaKavod. Here is the Shoresh. Hanefesh HaLyona Shuevis L'Sachid Im Sharsha. The Ratzon is to be Misachid with the Kisei HaKavod, and that's our Kavod, our Neshama. Our Neshama has this Ratzon. The Baal Ma'or writes, to go back to its source, and that's the Kisei HaKavod. Because our neshamas are called Kavod. And that's what it says in the Pasuk, Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. Yoiv chachmas ala hakimen. See Brachas 55a. In other words, makom ha-chachma is only when there's already chachma. Only in a place where there's already Kavod. Ubelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma. I gave chachma in the heart of those that people already have, already are chachmei lev. I gave chachma nechakimah to those who are wise. That's a pasuk in Daniel, chapter 2, verse 21. V'rak b'makom she'ein ha'ratzim b'mahalchim shel nefesh behemis, mitzad ha'nos ha'mahalchim shel kavod mitzad erich ha'dvarim, shezeu inyan chacham lev, rak b'makom kaze yesh kavod. Only in a place where there's... The makom of chachma is only where there's already chachma. Only where there's kavod. Only in a place where there's no ratzon in the mahalchim of the animal soul, rather the mahalchim of kavod mitzad erech advarim, because of value. And that's the chacham lev. Only in such a place there's kavod. Kavod is when you want things of value. So if the person's a chacham lev, and lev is kavod, and they desire things because of their value, that's where God puts chachma. That's when the where wisdom resides. It says in the Medrash that a certain matron woman asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. She said, "What's Yahav Chachma Sal Hakimin?" It should have said, "Why does God give wisdom to the wise? He should have given wisdom to the non-wise." So he said, "If God would give wisdom to the tipshim, they would sit all day in the theaters, in the sports stadiums, in the pubs, whatever, and they'd be using their chachma there. If He gave it to the tipshim, rather Hashem gave chachma to the Hakimin." And they use their chachma for the shuls, for the batei kinesias, batei midrashes. In other words, the idea is that once they're chakimin, they already have lev, they have kavod, they understand what's of value. And therefore, in that lev, in that chacham lev, Hashem gives chachma, so they use it in the right places. It says in the pasuk in Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 2, Yahav chachma vesatznuim chachma, those who are modest will have chachma. That's the inyan of Yahav chachma sal chakimin. When there was a devar yarkol adam bebas reish yushov latznio me'achem liyachter rak elo hachashivus vatznio shadim noisin ledvarim hein efsharus liknus chachma. Those who are tsanu amadis, they get chachma. That's the inyan of giving chachma to the chachamim. That when there's a devar yarkol adam be'emes, when you have something that's really valuable, you want to hide it from other people. You only want it for yourself. You don't want to give it to the whole world. It's very, very precious to you. So the chashivus, the tsnius that you give, that's the possibility to be kana chachma. In other words, if you're at sanua and you want to hide things because you realize what's valuable, such a person is going to get chachma. And therefore, vesatznuim, a person who appreciates the value of things and you hide them, then you get chachma. The Gemara says, Shimu alaya bire lev arachoyki mitztaka. So, it says in the Gemara, b'nei masim achasi abire lev nidukachazi yikar deraisi trezim rishat ulam kagai gira minayu. Listen to me, you people of a strong heart that are far away from justice. So Rav Ashi says, these are the people of Ne'emasa Mechasia. They're of a strong heart because they see the Kavod HaTorah two times a year that everyone comes to learn, and they're not converting. So what does it mean, Abirei Lev, of a strong heart? It means the heart is sealed. The heart's like stone. And therefore they see all this Chashivas HaTorah. They see the Siyum HaShas of Dafyomi, 93,000 people getting together and singing Ma'afti Sarasecha Kelim Sichasi, and they're not interested in Judaism. So if they have no tefisa and kavod in yikar b'arayis, and therefore they're abirei lev, but a person with a proper lev has an appreciation of chachma. So Baruch Hashem, we're zeicha to conclude our discussion of Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, and now in the next shir we will move on to B'li Neder Perek Aleph Halacha Hey, Pasuk Hey, I'm sorry, and we should be zeicha mirtz Hashem to see more and more neflos gedolos mitaras Hashem Yisbarach. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.